Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 4, we finished with verses 1 through 4. Today, we will be starting with verses 5 and 6.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you again to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we're going to be looking at James chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And we're going to be speaking concerning the war of selfish envy. The war of selfish envy. Now, I trust that you'll call others and ask them to listen in too. And then also that you'll have your King James Bible, pencil and paper ready to take notes and follow along. Also be listening for our announcer at the end of each day's broadcast so he can give you an address with which to write us. And by the way, I have been threatening to do a series of messages on questions that you, our listener, write and ask. And if you would like to do that, if you would like to write us and ask a question, we'll answer that question whether we do a series out of that or not. But we do want to hear from you, and so please write us. Let us know that you're listening. Even a postcard is nice. It tells us that you're listening and the Lord is doing his work. I remember going into one place several years ago where we were broadcasting, and I'd been invited to that area to speak at a Christian college. And as I finished the chapel message, I was down front, and I had quite a few students and other adults that come by and said, "We listen to you at such and such a time every day on our radio." And I found that many of them had, and yet I had not had a letter from any of them. As a matter of fact, from that area, I only had one person that wrote us on a regular basis. And then we had one here, one there that had made salvation decisions, but not much correspondence. And eventually, as we were trying to determine the best use of the Lord's money for this broadcast, we found an area where we felt that the money would be better used to get more people and to reach more people. And so our radio ministry, as well as other radio ministries, depend upon people responding to us to let us know they're listening. Again, we don't believe at Lamp and Light that we are the only radio ministry. We believe that there are other fine, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist preachers out there that are telling it as it is, that are preaching the word as it is to men as they are. And that's the way it should be. And you know that as well as I do. But we ask that you just let the Lord speak to your heart as far as financial support at Lamp and Light. We don't want your tithe. We believe that your tithe goes to your local church. But if you should send an offering, then that would be fine. And I'll guarantee you that any offering that comes into Lamp and Light goes right back into it. No one receives a salary for the Lamp and Light broadcast. And so even though many hours are put in, many hours are put into getting this to you, but yet no one takes a salary for it. So let me just say that if you'll write us, whether you send money or not, and just let us know that you're listening, that goes a long way. Our announcer, Jerry Banks, is a man that is just committed to the Lord and loves doing this work. And then Dick Vaught, who listens to these tapes, and he eliminates a lot of the mistakes that I make. I'm glad that he doesn't include all the mistakes that I make. It would be very bad. You wouldn't want to listen too long. And he knows how to break it up and divide it up into days and to do things for us, to edit things out that should not be in there. And I really appreciate the work that Dick Vaught and Jerry Banks do, and they all donate their time because they love the Lord. And make sure you pray for those people as well as for the Lamp and Light broadcast. We would like you to pray for us every day and help us get the message out. Now, if you'd like a CD of this message, again, let us know what date, what radio station you listen to, and also the title of the message. And this would be The War of Selfish Envy. If you can't remember the title of the message, then remember the passage, James chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And for me, that's about as long a commercial as I want. And I want to get right back to the Word of God. So please follow along with me now in James chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now, we have just completed looking at the war of selfish engagement. And we told you that a good definition of the war of selfish engagement is when we feel like we know what we want and will do what we can to obtain it. Even if we step on people, war, exercise wrath, or use unethical means to attain our personal desires. And we covered that in the first four verses. Now, as we're looking at verses 5 and 6, we are seeing selfish envy. Notice with me again, verse 5. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? The implied answer to verse 5 is the fact that the Scriptures say nothing in vain. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now, by the way, if God's word does not return unto him void, and it doesn't, boy, our Lord and Savior, our God, never, ever told a lie. Everything in his mouth is absolute truth. And he says that his word does not return void. You can go to the bank with his word. And he says in verse 4 of our text, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now think about that. God's word does not return unto him void. You're not going to get away with it. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, and that's with his authority as deity, he says, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. In other words, the Scriptures do not speak in vain. Not even a cross of the T or the dot of an I will pass from the law. Heaven and earth will pass before it does. That is how sure the Word of God is. Aren't you glad that we have a loving Savior and that we can stake our salvation on His Word? Isn't that great? And His Word is eternal. Now, what does the Spirit within, who is the Holy Spirit, lust to envy against? Our flesh. Now, by the flesh, it is meant that old nature that we inherited from Adam. The flesh is not the body. The body is actually neutral. The Holy Spirit may use the body to glorify God, or the flesh may use the body to serve sin. Again, this is now speaking of the flesh, whereas verse 4 spoke of the world. As the world is the enemy of God the Father, so too the flesh is the enemy of God the Holy Spirit. We'll find that the devil is the enemy of God the Son. And there is a holy, loving jealousy that a husband and a wife will have for each other, and rightly so, and that is the jealousy that God has for us. Now, let's say a man or a woman sees their mate, and someone else tries to come up and be very provocative and flirting, and then we see our mate flirt back. Well, you're going to be very jealous, and you should be, and there's nothing wrong with that jealousy. There's nothing that should be going on with someone else. Talk, fine. But when it gets to the point of beginning to do some things they should not do, then no, it needs to stop right there. And have you ever heard the people that talk on the job and they always got to bring in sexual innuendo? That is a very thing that the Spirit of God is jealous against. And it also should be a thing that if their mate heard it, that it would be a holy and loving jealousy. That should not proceed out of the mouth of anybody, especially the children of God. Now, I want you to see three important words here in James chapter 4, verse 5. Do you think that the Scripture saith, in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy? Now, the first word I want you to see is the word dwelleth. Now, the word dwelleth in Greek is different from the word in Greek that signifies a temporary dwelling. For an example, if I had you here in my presence and there was a group of you and I said, how many live in a house? Nearly every hand would go up. But if I say, how many own your house and how many rent your house? Then it puts the word dwelling in a different light. Now, there are many people that the Holy Spirit of God has convicted their heart about their salvation. And he has been in there, but it's only been a visit. It's not been a permanent dwelling. When you received Christ as Savior and Lord, then you gave the Holy Spirit title deed to your life. He may have to do many repairs through chastening and purging in order to fix the house the way he wants it. We recently moved into a home that had just been built. And it wasn't built necessarily the way we had prescribed. As a matter of fact, another man had it built for himself, and then some things that happened in his life, he could not take the house, and we just kind of took it ourselves. Now, you'd think that when you move into a new house, that you just move the furniture in, you set it down, you put things away, and that's fine. Well, that's not the way it goes. You're hanging pictures. You're putting this here and that there, and then you're changing this, and you're changing that, and it's quite a bit of work. And the Holy Spirit of God, when God comes in to live in your soul, when you receive him as Savior, that's not the end. He begins working in you. Romans 8:29, a lot of people try to put Romans 8:29 as addressed to unsaved people. It's actually addressed to saved people. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And so, as a Christian, that's not talking about predestination to be saved. It's talking about a saved person being predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And many times, trials, tribulations, and troubles come into our lives to help shape us into that image. And so, as we continue along in this study, please understand that many times when you give the title deed to the dwelling of your heart to the Lord, then he's going to come in and he's going to start making changes. Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.